Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
1 week, 1 day away from the NFL Draft. Draft 101 tomorrow night, 6:45. Just show up, 4131 North Central Expressway at the radio station. We're going to feed you courtesy of Whataburger, and we'll talk all things NFL Draft. We'll get into some football finest here. Of course, we got LA Live coming up at 5:40 as we get into the Expressway. Hanging out here at Shell Shack, North Henderson. Come out, party with us. We'll be here with you until 6:30. When Rangers baseball takes over, looking for win number 2 against the Halos. Wolchuk, Chiafalo, Bronis.
Would that be a sweep?
It would be a series victory, Brian.
Okay.
Wouldn't be a sweep, but we'd set up for the sweep tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, we would.
Get the brooms out tomorrow.
I just wanted to make sure, because I thought before I heard that maybe the baseball guy told me that might be a sweep.
We had a miscalculation. The calculators were all jacked up today. It was a battery issue.
Not the first time it's happened, and I can guarantee you it won't be the last.
More, we got it cleaned up.
More embarrassed by that or the fact that you don't know that Dane Brugler's in the Eastern time zone?
No, the Dane Brugler one, that's going to bother me forever.
You know what's going to happen now? We're not going to be able to get him.
No, that was our one opportunity for Dane Brugler during draft season.
He's going to be, and my man is on. Like,
no, I mean, that was, his last opportunity. He said that was, yeah. He told me, he was like, this is my own last time slot, and yeah. I screwed it up.
This was everything he ever wanted,
and
the
Dane,
one moment.
Dane and I, we got our start together doing this stuff. And I ask him, he goes, man, you know me, Brian. He could literally do radio all day. Like, he could do... It never stops.
No, he's been jumping on with everybody.
We should get ahead of it and book him this week for next year's draft.
Well, I'm not going to do the booking.
Let's be professional about this.
I'm going to let Brian handle it.
Okay. Let me handle something for a second.
Please do.
Grade the Cowboy team building. You put me in the captain's chair. All of a sudden, everybody's worried. The Metroplex is freaking out. Oh, we have Nico 2.0. What's about to happen?
You as the leader?
Yeah, yeah. You call me Eric McClay.
I think the thing that you would do, I think that you're kind of, in a way, I believe you're like the guys I used to work with that were scout guys that run departments, love picks. Give me picks, give me picks, give me picks.
I'm a pick fiend.
That's what I'm saying.
I am.
Like, it's not really about the big picture.
It's give me picks, give me picks. Ooh, I'll take pick 149, I'll take pick 186. Ooh, like that'll help me, yeah.
You can have your fourth? Of course you can have my first. Take it. Day three is my day.
You might be. It's the day of the scout.
I'm getting that one.
But no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Here's my vision.
Your vision.
Here's my vision. Yeah. All right. If we want to go do some winning, okay, because I have percentage chance according to Sports Betting AG on what the Cowboys' chances are to make the playoffs. All right.
Not good.
And they're not very good.
4%?
I'll unveil the number here in a moment, but they're not very good.
I was trying to be football guy of the day.
You have that chance. That's still up for grabs. But I'm trying to get this team to the playoffs, and this is how we do it, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Keenan Allen and Nick Chubb are still available. I just saw Nick Chubb squatting 500 pounds.
Okay, you brought this
of
up.
Iron.
You want hurt running back guy?
Give me stopgap at running back and Nick Chubb. Give me stopgap at wide receiver two and Keenan Allen. We can go play tomorrow.
I'm in on Keenan Allen. I've advocated for Keenan as well.
Eric did this on Love of the Star this morning.
No, thank you on Nick Chubb.
I did this on Love of the Star this morning.
Yeah, here we go.
So we got Nick Chubb and Keenan Allen. We can play offense tomorrow. All right. Then at 12, obviously I'm looking to trade down, Broadus. You know that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's, I'm taking the clock up to the 1 second mark before I turn in the card. Now that card's not going to have a receiver or a running back on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go
because we got stopgap guys trying to beat the Eagles.
No,
that's
we're
right.
We're going to get Mike Green out of Marshall.
We
unfortunately
we didn't get Mike Green in this particular vision
because
we
traded down to 31.
Hey, don't S on my vision.
What
okay?
are we taking, Anthony Richardson?
Here's what I did. All right,
trade for Anthony Richardson.
I'm taking the run stopping machine. We're going to upgrade from Mozzie Smith. We're going to get Derek Harmon.
Okay,
out of Oregon.
Hey, okay, I'm in on Harmon.
We call that hashtag building block. Okay.
Well, Harmon,
You said Harmon, and then I told you what
you like Kenneth Grant better.
I like
from Michigan.
Grant better.
That's
I like
fine.
Grant better.
That's why I have my scouts. Guys like Broadus, right hand man, come up to me and Harmon. Say, "Hey, I like your vision, but here's the other guy."
Grant is better than Harmon.
He's not. Harmon's better than Grant. I've got Harmon as a better player than Grant.
So we'll have to duke this out in the war room, but we narrowed it down.
Harmon better than Graham?
Yes. Kenneth Grant.
Okay.
Mason Graham, I've got one.
Yeah.
I'd take Mason Graham over Derek Harmon. I am not crazy.
I'll be interested to see how that all plays out, but I think Grant like is my 17th best player on my
board. Like Kenneth Grant, but good luck in this climate taking a Michigan defensive lineman, Brian.
Oh, don't
in
this climate. Don't
I've got Kenneth Grant 3 right behind Derek Harmon.
When did we start what did you just say?
The Michigan stuff.
No, yeah. Why? Yeah, why'd you do that?
It's just because of Mozzie and Taco. That's the reaction of the fan base. I know. See, unlike Nico,
who cares
I
what
know
the fan
my
base thinks. We're picking
I hear
our own
you,
players.
But I'm also taking a guy I think's better, and he didn't go to Michigan. He went to Oregon.
I don't know, man.
So I don't have to even worry about that.
I like
that.
Harmon, but I don't like him as much as you do.
Well, we're taking one of those guys.
We'll see who ends up being.
No, you're absolutely right about that.
I like my guy.
We're going to have less problem stopping the run now, thanks to either Harmon or Grant.
Great pick, Eric. Somebody's got some sense.
And then at 44, we're going to get...
You guys worked together for a long time. I see why.
We're going to get the corner, Revell, who
okay, at 44?
Might be the best corner in the draft.
Hey, Brian and I are going to be simpatico on that one.
We will be on that one.
Got cornerstones defensively. We're going to be able to stop the run a little bit now.
Okay.
And we have actually some playable corners. Not like it's going to be Elam or Carson,
okay.
You know? And then in the third round, now you have options. What do I want to do? Do I want to go – maybe I can go get that running back, Walchuk, in the third round.
R.J. Harvey?
R.J. Harvey, you name that guy.
Maybe Tootin out of Virginia Tech.
But I don't feel pressed because I do have Nick Chubb, but I'm down to go third-round running back.
Money to spend money on Chubby.
And that's also fine. But I go Keenan Allen, Nick Chubb, give me the run-stopping beast in the middle of the defense, give me the corner, and then in the third round we can maybe go get a young wide receiver, maybe go get a young running back, and now I think we're in the catbird seat to just miss the playoffs.
And you don't need a wide receiver, too, because you signed Keenan Allen.
Yeah, you don't need, but in the third round
we could want.
In the third round
we can
want. We can want a running back. We can want a wide receiver. That's what I'd be doing, especially when you consider the percentage chance of making the playoffs this upcoming season. I have all of the NFC teams dead balls last as the Dallas Cowboys in the conference to make the playoffs.
Dead last?
Dead last.
The Panthers have better odds?
Yes, I think that speaks to just the crappy division that they're in. You're looking at the Eagles with an 82% chance to win.
Probably looking at your draft and thinking that.
Get to the playoffs. Lions 71%. You got to go all the way down to the Cowboys.
God, look what they did.
33%. 33% chance for the Cowboys to make the postseason in
33?
The NFC. Yeah, 33. So,
what were they last year at this time, you think? Were they like in the 70s?
They had to have been really high.
I would say they were
chance
well over 50.
Chance to win the division?
Yeah, because you didn't really have the commander situation that you had to be overly concerned with
Walchuk,
at the time.
Football He knew.
But I don't think
I'm surprised you didn't jump on that with me with your Jaden Daniels LSU tag.
I was a year early, by the way.
You were on Washington.
They just needed a quarterback.
They did, and they found one. Now it's terrifying.
Speaking of the Commandos, looks like they are going to be able to go ahead and get that long-awaited new stadium that they've been looking for.
Where are they building it?
Damn it.
Closing in, finalizing
RFK?
$3 billion deal to build a stadium in D.C., ready by 2030, the regular season. So 5 years away. Stadium will be built at their old RFK site.
There you go.
Okay.
That's how you do it right there.
Yeah.
So 5 years away from that, but that's certainly good news for Commanders fans.
I'll see you guys at the lake. I'll listen to you guys in the pre- and post-game show.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
That's the biggest lie I ever told.
You'll be locked in.
You in the lake. You can't help but work. You'll be at the lake churning out big boards.
He'll be podcasting from his canoe in the middle of the
You'll get yourself a podcast
in the back of, in the back of the bass boat.
Yeah, yeah.
Just spouting takes.
Just watching draft film.
Can't believe that Eric really wants that guy.
How's Derek Harmon looking, you dumbass?
I remember when I was 61 years old and told Wolchuk that Derek Harmon couldn't play worth a damn, but.
Who's to say? Well, we have we know who's going to be the number one overall pick in the draft. That's going to be the Miami Hurricanes quarterback Cam Ward. He's going to go to Tennessee, and he was playing. I believe he was playing Fortnite for a while on the stream. So he was mic'd up, and people were asking him questions and whatnot, and they were asking him to like rank players in the NFL at certain positions.
This is kind of a Dez Bryant thing. Dez will do that, too. You could get Dez in a game, you know, like a Madden, and he'll just start talking about players and stuff.
I mean, honestly, it's
pretty
cool. It's one of the coolest things.
It's cool. If you're a professional athlete and can relate to the fans and do things with the fans like that, and the fans respect them and, you know, not be hostile or anything like that, that's a really cool experience if you could play video games with those guys. Or gals.
Yeah, yeah. And then just hear them sort of unfiltered answering questions and
stuff.
And
don't be a pain in the ass to them, you know, just kind of have some fun and, yeah.
It is one of the coolest things about the new age way of content, entertainment, and everything like that. So Cam Ward's asked all these questions, like who's the top four running backs in the league. The first two names he spouts out is Tony Pollard, and then I think he forgot Tyjae Spears' first name, and he just went
Spears.
But what do those guys have in common, Wolchuk?
They both play for the Tennessee Titans.
That's right. And then he was asked about the best receivers in the league, and he mentioned Calvin Ridley and Treylon Burks.
There you go.
What do those guys have in common?
They play for the Tennessee Titans.
Yes, they do. Somebody was like asking him about, well, what about A.J. Brown? What about A.J. Brown? Listen to Cam Ward respond to that question.
A.J. Brown's a dog, but he's not Calvin Ridley.
I mean, that is just spectacular right there. That is how you do it as you're about to go be the leader in the huddle, leader in the locker room. You want to build the confidence up of your guys, even though none of those guys he mentioned would sniff the top rankings at their respective positions. I like what he's doing here. It's not only funny, but I think it's smart. So there you go, Cam Ward. He's going to be your number one overall pick to the Tennessee Titans. Now, one of the big questions, this is exactly what I want to have happen here. You have the report that first it was Jordan Schultz, buddy of the show. He says
he loves us, Schultz.
He says Jackson Dart, quarterback Ole Miss, unlikely to fall out of the first round.
Yeah.
So that's one thing there. I don't think that's a huge surprise.
Nah.
But that means you're thinking, okay, for sure, three quarterbacks are going in the first round. Maybe ends up being more Milroe, Shuck, whatever. But the add to this is Albert Breer saying that the Saints have done a ton of homework on Jackson Dart. And so, I mean,
let them slide.
I just like the idea of them passing on Shador at 9 because they prefer Dart.
Yeah.
They take a different position, and then they end up doing some trade stuff to get back into the first round, take Jackson Dart, and I think that's where you get a world where trades start happening and the fun can really begin. Shador slips past the Saints. Now what's going to happen here? Who gets aggressive to go get Shador? And then, okay, the Saints and plenty of other teams like Jackson Dart, do they trade back into the first round as a team at the back end of the first round, trade up to go get them? I just think that's your best case if you're trying to paint a trade night picture on draft night.
Yeah. No, it probably is. For the Cowboys, though, I'd rather you need the Saints to just take him at 9. Then you get the panicky Steelers that are like, well, we love Shador. Is somebody going to go and take Shador ahead of us at 21? Do we need to move on up? Ring, 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 ring. Colin, move on up.
I would love that.
I would say then, to me, if I was working that war room for Pittsburgh, I wouldn't call Dallas. I'd call Miami. Because they're
at 13?
Yeah, you just want to stay. You potentially want to you want to stay ahead of the Colts, right, at 14? I mean, I that's where
you
I
You think they're a threat to take a quarterback?
It could be.
Could be. I would worry. Now, the thing with Chris Ballard there at Indianapolis, he's like the guy at the Giants. He's got one foot in the parking lot and the U-Haul's running. You know what I'm saying? So he has to – he might not be in the position to take a quarterback there. But that's the team. If I was, I would be worried about them doing that. So to me, I would try. I throw Chum in the water to Dallas at 12, but I would try and get to Miami at 13, just in case.
Well, how about this elite prank that was pulled on Adam Schefter at the Masters? Did you guys happen to see this?
No, I did not.
This is pretty funny. So Schefter was at the Masters, of course, soaking it all in. Good for him. That's a bucket list sports item, no question.
Wait a minute. This is a ball sacking. This is a ball sacking for sure.
It is?
Yep.
Ball sack?
Yep.
This whole story I'm about to tell?
I think so.
Schefter got ball sacked.
You're not allowed to bring your phone into
the
Masters.
Okay, that's the point of this. So he doesn't have his phone, right?
That's the point.
So all of a sudden, some random drunken 20-year-old kid runs up to Schefter, and he's like, dude, did you see the breaking news in the NFL? Did you see what just happened?
That's awesome.
And Schefter, for like 5 seconds, he said like his stomach just dropped, and he was like, oh, my God, freaking out until he realized that the kid was just ball sacking him live at Augusta.
All right, here we go. Maybe that's true.
That's a great.
I can never see Schefter not being connected to his phone.
Yeah, I know. He must have been very confident that nothing was breaking.
All those guys. There's no way they leave their phones.
What a dangerous game for an insider to show up to the Masters. And
they don't let you bring your phone on the course.
Even if you're Adam Schefter, there's no phones allowed, man. Yeah. Rules are rules. Yeah. So that was a dangerous game he played. I love that prank, though. That's a good old-fashioned, solid prank.
That's a
no harm, no foul.
That's a kid that drank a bunch of $2 beer at the Masters.
Thinking clearly,
yeah.
I saw this as a throwback story. Apparently Mike Leach, RIP to the GOAT, Mike Leach had to be at one point in his coaching career talked down from lining up a quote-unquote little person in the backfield
what?
And then throwing them over the line of scrimmage in short yardage situations.
We're throwing little people?
You hand them the ball, and then one guy just launches them over the line of scrimmage.
This sounds like something they do.
It's better than the tush push.
Don't they do this in a bar like in Scotland?
Oh, yeah. That's the Velcro wall.
Well, Wolf of Wall Street.
They have these toss. What do we?
It's actually genius.
It's completely genius. It's what makes Mike Leach one of the greatest coaches.
Well, you got the littles package. So you were calling Deuce Vaughn and Terp the littles. We just pick one. We'll rotate them out.
You might be able to do that with Deuce. He might be just small enough to where you could get one of those guys.
Lunge him. Just lunge him forward.
There. Launch Vaughn over. Take that tush push.
Screw you. Innovation.
What would be the name of this?
877-881-1053. What are we calling this particular Mike Leach play? By the way, I was thinking to myself, we talked about the almost 500-pound defensive lineman from Florida.
Yeah.
If the tush push doesn't get banned, he's a guy I'm drafting in the NFC East just for tush push plays. I'm telling him, don't lose a pound. Your only job here is on 4th and inches. We're going to throw you in there. You just eat it up. I think there's a place for this guy.
Yeah, there is.
He's got to be crossing his sausage fingers right now that the tush push does not get banned. There's a place for you, Mr. Watson, at 464 pounds.
You go run for a few inches, my friend.
My man needs to, lose 100 pounds, though.
Not in the role that I have carved out for him. This is my vision.
Not in a game of inches there.
Just for
not
himself.
In a game of inches. Okay, we're live from Shell Shack off North Henderson here in Dallas. Come on out. Hang out with us here as we're with you until 6:30. Let's get into the expressway. A big board report. Brian's got a mock draft that he says I'm going to hate, but 877-881-1053, let's get you set for draft 101. Ask us anything, any of your Cowboy-related draft questions, we got you. And then we got LA Live at 540, that's next in the nation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, let's go commercial-free expressway style, courtesy of the on-time experts. We'll get you to LA Live as quickly as possible. Segment here in the nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. We're live here at Shell Shack in Dallas off Henderson until 6:30. National Crawfish Day tomorrow, $6 pounds of crawfish tomorrow only. Just at Shell Shack in DFW, Dallas, Plano, Mesquite, Arlington, and Fort Worth. Make sure you swing by on National Crawfish Day and capitalize on the best deal and tastiest deal in town. All right, 877-881-1053, 8 days away from the NFL draft. And we are now approaching, 25 hours to Draft 101 live at the station tomorrow. Broadus, Walchuk, Bobby Belt, Vach Lombardi, the DallasCowboys.com crew, live in person, giving takes and answering questions. So make sure you pull up tomorrow and get you some free Whataburger as well. And we'll kind of do a little preview of that right now as we will take your texts and questions, Cowboys and draft style, at 877-881-1053. A lot of people liking that Mike Leach idea, though. Taking a little person, putting them in the backfield, giving them the ball on fourth and short, and just simply tossing them over the line of scrimmage. It's a truly brilliant idea. I think my favorite suggestion on what we should call this play is just simply the halfback toss.
The halfback toss. I love it.
It's not bad. You know,
simple,
it's not,
bad.
Not bad at all.
So there's been some really good ones, I would say, but the M word is getting thrown around. A dwarf is also getting thrown around quite a bit.
Can we say that one?
So I'm interested in how we could do this, and I would be implementing it. I really would be. I think that's a brilliant idea by Mike Leach. Here is Zach Wolchuk.
All right, so Brian, you had earlier a PFF mock that you were like,
yeah,
you're going to hate this.
Yeah, it's a 7-round mock. But can I ask you a question real quick, guys?
Yep.
I had somebody on the Twitter ask me, would you, if you're the Cowboys, go from 12 to 33, which is Cleveland, for their second, their third, their fourth, and a third round in 2026?
Absolutely, I would. I don't even need to know what the numbers say about whether or not I got a fair deal. That just feels and sounds fair. I'm taking that deal. See you on night
two. It's a lot.
I'll see you a lot on night two.
So what, you got two twos and two threes now?
Yeah.
And a four?
Yeah, you got your
and
four.
Next year's three.
Yeah. So the if you just did it, I threw the next year's three in there in the 2026 because you're a third round pick short. You're about 279 points short. So I just said, okay, if you want to do it, if you want to do this, I'd be interested, because I will send you 12. I will take your 33. You've mentioned that. That would be the first pick in the second round, of course. You would then have your 44 as well. Mm. Then in the third round, you would have pick 67, and then you would also have your own pick at 76. And then you actually do. You basically start the day in day three. You would be Tennessee picks ahead of you at 103, and you would pick at 104.
And then next year I get an extra third.
And next year you get Cleveland's extra third.
Yeah, I'd probably be more open to that than not. It would depend on who's there at 12, but I'd probably be in on that deal.
That's a lot. What about you, Broadus? You know I'm a pick daddy.
I know you're give
me pick. There's war daddies, there's weed daddies, and there's pick daddies. I just so happen to be two of them.
Tell you what, man, that's an interesting way. I made it for myself worthwhile by saying I'm going to need your third from next year, because you're 279 points short right now on the trade.
Yeah, I'm not doing it without the third round next year.
That's the deal.
That's the deal breaker.
I need the three next year too.
I just
hell, make it a one.
But okay, and in that situation, you're getting three. You're getting three.
Yeah,
more
it's a lot. It's a lot.
So you're getting.
And I'd be open to it.
And you're also in a situation too. Where you're getting six players within, or is it five players?
Five.
It's five. Five players inside the top 105.
I like it.
I'm totally open to that.
Wolchek, pick me somebody at 33 then.
I mean, could you get your runner at 33?
That's where you maybe look at, you're talking about,
could it be Hampton if he's there?
Hampton,
could
Henderson?
Could it be Henderson if he's there?
Okay.
Could you get Burden? Does Burden fall out of the first round?
Yeah. No, Burden might not fall. I don't think Burden falls.
You don't think he falls that far?
I don't think so. But, okay, just pick the position. You don't have to pick the player.
Let's go running back.
So you're going to take your running back at 33. Because, yeah, we got to think about now what – we got to think about how we're going to navigate this thing. Because we got okay, take your running back at 33. What are you going to take at 44 now?
Probably a corner or a wide receiver.
Okay, pick one.
Let's go wide receiver.
Okay, so you got runner, corner. Now you're into the third round. You got to pick at 67.
I'll take the corner there.
Okay, and then now you got to pick at 76.
Give me the D tackle.
There you go, man.
It's interesting.
I mean, this is a team with plenty of holes.
Why would Cleveland come to 12?
Maybe they took Travis.
No, no. I'm just saying in my mind.
It's for a quarterback. There's no question.
They're going to get Sanders. They want to pair Sanders and Hunter back together.
Well, why wouldn't they just take him?
Because they can't get Hunter. There's no way Hunter's going to slide. Shador might slide. You gamble on maybe trading back up to get Shador. You just take Travis too.
I like it.
Yeah, you can make some sense of this hypothetical.
See, the thing about it is, yeah, the player at 12, man, like I said, you're now making it worth my while. Because all those picks are starting the rounds.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not like I'm trading with the Chargers or somebody where all those picks are at the back of the draft.
Yeah, you're getting some premium assets right there.
But Eric's right. You got to don't lose the trade. Get next year's three out of this thing if you
make
can.
It happen.
Make it happen.
All right, we got a question from the 214. What are your thoughts on the Cowboys getting Danny Stutzman from OU? That's our guy Woody.
Okay. I got something for you in here.
He's a linebacker, right?
He's a linebacker.
Okay, in the Pro Football Focus mock draft here, Wolchek.
Oh, crap. Okay.
At pick 12, they went Luther Burden.
All right.
All right. At pick two, at pick 46 in the second round, they went Cam Scatabo.
All right.
In the third round, they went Alabama's edge, Q Robinson.
Okay.
At 76. In the fifth round, at pick 150, they went Woody Marks, the USC.
The USC back?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
In the fifth round as well, they went, here they are, pick 170. This is where Danny Stutzman went.
Look, I don't mind Danny Stutzman at pick 170. And Burden, I could sell myself on there at 12. But you're right, I hate that mock draft.
Well, let me give you one more. Let me give you a couple more players. Emory Jones, fifth round pick at 172.
It's good value.
Okay. And then pick in the fifth round again at 175, Junior Tafuna from Utah.
Okay.
Defensive tackle.
All right, that's a big boy right there.
Yep. And then in the sixth round, they went Keandre Lambert-Smith, the wide receiver from Auburn.
All right, 6'1", fast, speedster.
And in the sixth round at pick 211, they went Mack Brosmer.
Oh, the Minnesota quarterback. Yeah, all in all, I mean, there's some players that I like there, but I would have just done
a lot of different
things. I
kind of feel like in the middle of the board, they went better than what they did at the top of the board.
Yeah, the first three picks, I probably would have done something else there.
Yeah, I don't think I would have done something. The thing with Cam, I don't think, because I just looked at my big board. Burden is a 10. Scatabu's 84. Q Robinson's 176.
Yeah.
Woody Marks is 197. Now, Stutzman I got at 126. Emory Jones I have at 93. I didn't rank the Utah tackle. Lambert Smith, the wide receiver, 161. So a little value there. And then the quarterback from Minnesota I had at 217. He was picked at 211.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't love the top of it, but the back half they kind of did make up for with some value there. 817, I've seen some mocks for Shador dropping to the Steelers. Do you think that's a possibility? It's absolutely a possibility for him to fall to 21 there. Definitely could happen. Where do you have Stutzman, though, just for Woody's sake? I mean, I ended up putting Stutzman in the fourth.
I had him in the fourth round. So, like I said, he's on my board as the 127th best player.
Yeah.
So, fourth round guy. Actually, 126, my apologies.
Who is someone from the 206 you could see the Cowboys drafting at 12 that you want them to stay away from? The tricky thing is, if they end up taking player at 12, then it's just like, well, crap, we just said we hate you.
Yeah, I know.
It's all right, dude. You just got to be honest about it.
You know? The guy I'd like them to stay away from is Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M. I'm just scared.
I am a little – I would be nervous about that one as well.
It's a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
A little bit nervous. I can see the hustle. I see the effort. Certainly the size is there, everything that you want, but – the actual sack ability, like you can't just have 1.5 sacks a year in college to me.
What did you feel like about Josh Simmons from Ohio State?
I have him as the top tackle.
Me too.
I think he's really good.
I'm kind of hearing some whispers they really, really like him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be exciting.
Yeah. So,
wonder if he'd be in play there at 12.
Yeah, I wonder if they would be in play as well.
That'd be phenomenal because I would love Josh Simmons. I know the Kansas City Chiefs are hoping maybe he can slip down the board there.
Yeah,
you could get him at 32.
I got a lot of Chief fans that are now following me on Twitter because I talk well about him.
There you go. The Iowa State players from the 903, we got obviously a Cyclone. There's a couple receivers that are awesome. When you got Noel.
The corner.
Isaac Higgins. Yeah, Darian Porter, you like. I don't think Porter can start right now. I think he's a special teams player.
I think Porter's going to be pretty darn good.
He's the measurable guy, you know. But maybe he develops. I mean, 6 years of college, he only started 1 year. He's a nervous pick for me right there, too.
He is smooth, and he could turn. He's 6'3", 195,
He's long, he's big, and he's athletic. But why hadn't he been playing?
There's some kids like that. I mean, you can't ding him for that. But I mean, if you want to ding him because he's 6'3" and you don't feel like he can move very well.
Yeah, I looked at him and saw. I think he's kind of a special team guy.
Okay.
I think that like CJ Goodwin.
Did you happen to see the Iowa game?
I think I did. Let me pull up which three games I watched.
He made a touchdown saving tackle in that game with our guy Johnson was running in the clear. And he came.
Oh, he stepped up and made a big play
all the way across the field and fetched him.
Yeah, I did see the Iowa game there. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean the speed 4.3. He is a freak athlete. I've got that unlimited potential. But I mean, I just I think he's a project type player. Like, I don't think he'd be able to start right away for you, but he could develop into a stud. It is very, very possible. A lot of tight end stuff. I mean, we love Mason Taylor, Jake Brenningstuhl, the tight end out of Clemson. That's a huge dude. Really good receiving tight end out of Clemson. Was very, very productive there. I think we talked about him on the draft show a little while ago. 6'8", if Genty is gone and Tyler Warner's there at 12, would you take him? I would. Brian would not.
Tyler Warren at 12?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Because I have him as my 18th best player on my board. And I really do. I mean, not a homer deal. I mean, Mason Taylor, yeah, I don't think there's a big, huge drop-off between Warren and Mason Taylor.
Yeah, Mason Taylor's awesome.
Yeah, but Warren's a good player.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Warren's. Jacob Parrish out of Kansas State is a slot corner. I'd love that in the third round. Sign me up. Sign me up for that. Would you take Shador at pick 12? The Cowboys will not be doing that. Cowboys will not be taking Shador Sanders.
Do you think Jerry Jones stands up, though, in the war room and does a similar thing that he did with Johnny Manziel?
It's possible.
That he reminds everybody, like, but then somebody will say, Jerry, remember we just got our quarterback signed up for 4 years.
Yeah, you remember Zach Martin?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll argue they've got their next Zach Martin there. But there's like a little taste of what you're going to get tomorrow, Draft 101. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
4131 North Central Expressway. You just fire them out. You'll be able to ask questions. You'll be fed. We got Whataburger for you. It's going to be glorious. It's going to be delicious. And we're still going to be hanging out here at Shell Shack, 6:30. We'll hand things over to Rangers pregame. Looking for win number 2 against the LA Angels, Eric. It's going to be a blast. So come on out. Come to Shell Shack and see us before we end up heading out here right off North Henderson in Dallas.
But right now we throw it back into the Pimp Cup. Lucius Alexander, LA Live.
Yeah, having a good time out there, boys. How about that?
Great time, dude.
I tell you what, Lucius, it's a good spot.
You still so eating good. Crawfish?
They keep trying to add.
Wouldn't mind it.
They're trying, and I might.
I'm going to shut this place down after
the show. I think I'm
going
to get some more here. I think I'm going to get another batch before we get out of here.
Catching crawfish was like a pastime when I was young. Go to the little creeks and lift up things and see whatever moves and try to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, missed that right there. Fam.
Which were you better at, Lucius? Like catching catfish or catching crawfish?
Well, you catch the crawfish with your hand or a cup or a bucket or something like that. Catfish, you got to really try.
Yeah. Did you ever do any noodling?
See, I've done some noodling before. I never caught anything. The person with us, you know, they put their hand in that hole. I'm not putting my hand in that hole.
I am not. That is terrifying to me.
Snakes, turtles.
You know what's on the other end of that?
Yeah, I'm not dealing with that, fam. I'm not built like that. I ain't built like that, bro. All right, y'all ready to get into this?
Yeah.
A Butt Naked Wednesday edition of LA Live, right into the great Rick James. Bam. Like that.
Well, all right, you swear. It's time you smoke. And we fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
They're all half buzzed out.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Everybody bang! Yeah!
Everybody get high.
You gotta do something. You ever meet somebody that don't do nothing? You meet somebody, they don't do nothing.
Uh-huh.
They don't do nothing. They don't date. They don't do drugs. They don't play checkers. They don't do nothing. How long do you like those people for? You don't. I like people a little bit of edge to it. They got to do something. If you tell me I don't like alcoholics, but I love heroin, I'm in. If you tell me you suck toes for breakfast, I'm in. You got to do something.
It's Butt Naked Wednesday.
You got to do something, baby. This is LA Live for Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Welcome, Tolos. Welcome, first-time listeners. Welcome, last-time listeners. Nice having you around, fam. Stick around a little bit, though. You might like this right here. My name is Lucius Alexander. This is LA Live, sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Peace to Miss Erica Badu for creating Butt Naked Wednesdays. And peace to the gods. I, too, was born underwater with $3.06. Ain't too many of us out here. It's like 5% of the population. You looking at one, fam. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the fan at 2:30. Don't miss it. If you see anything out there floating this week, don't be afraid to hit me up on the social medias at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, and you can follow us all if I'm G-Bag Nation on Twitter. I've been active on social media. I don't really post a lot. I don't know why. I just don't. But I ran into my man, the cameraman at Channel 5 yesterday, CJ. If y'all don't know about CJ, man, CJ's a legend out here in this market. And way back in the day, there was a Juneteenth parade. And my dad brought the horses out. And I had my horse, but I was too distracted trying to show off for the girls. I thought I tied my horse up properly, and I didn't. Some bitch took off. Bam! Uh-oh. Took off! It almost hit 360. Highway 360.
Oh, no.
But CJ, the cameraman from Channel 5, jumped on his horse like a true cowboy and roped my horse down.
Dude, that's badass. That's a hero right there.
True hero, man. Shout out to CJ. It was so amazing seeing that man right there. He's got so much talent. So much talent. And I'm trying to convince him to let me get on that boat. I'm trying to hang out on that boat, bro. Summertime's on the way.
Yeah.
All right. Our winner and champ of G Bag of the Day so far comes from the RJ and Choppy Show. Mr. Peyton Russell had a hold down 30 minutes solo on air.
Yeah.
Now, was there something entitled for him if he did a great job? I seen a tweet last night.
He had to pay off a bet.
Well, yeah, but if
was it a basketball thing?
If he racked up at least like 200 viewers in real time on YouTube and Twitch. From 5:30 to 6 a.m. Sean was going to pay his first mortgage payment on his new house.
Man, that's beautiful, Sean. Look at that,
that's
man.
That's incredible.
200. How many? Do we know the number he got?
He got over it.
There we go. Sean's dad's going to be the one really footing that bill.
Fair.
Hey, man. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. I'm secretly jealous of those type of kids out there.
I know.
The trust fund babies. Because I'm supposed to be one. Came up watching. Anyway. All right. Yeah, here we go. RJ Choppy Show. Peyton Russell had to hold down 30 minutes by himself. His legs started shaking and trembling and started getting wobbly right there at the end.
Awesome, man. It really has. The Nico stuff we'll talk about. That's about all I got. That's about it. You know, I've thought about some lifestyle things, but I've run out of things to say.
Yeah.
I really have. Bobby's in studio. He's laughing. He knows we're going to replay this stuff. I'll have to go through the guests again. Dewey Scruggs, NBC5 at 720, Meet Church 820. Tim McMahon at 920. Look, I could talk about some Snapchat stories that Bobby has referenced on air. I got scammed. I really did. Talked to a bot here, exchanged some photos, and they got out, and then she threatened to leak them. And so I got scared. I blocked her. But yeah, that's about all that is there. Nico, man, you suck, dude. But yeah, it's Sean, RJ, Bobby coming up next. We're going to try and drag this out. We're going to try. Bobby, I don't care what you say. I'm dragging this out. The Mavs do play.
Boy, it started getting hot in that studio right there. You feel what I'm saying? Mouth started to get parched. You're like, damn, why is that time going so slow?
Save me, please.
The clock's not working here properly. Bobby, is the clock looking right to you?
It's been 30 seconds. What the hell?
Why is this room getting small? My God.
Dry snitching on yourself is just unbelievable.
Photo exchange with some girl on Snapchat ended up being a bot, and he blocked her. My God,
I think it was a bot.
She's ready to blackmail him.
My God,
his piece is all up in the cloud right now somewhere.
My God, man. All right, it's a Butt Naked Wednesday. Shout out to everybody.
You think he had his face in those pics? That's the dangerous game.
I think he probably did. That's why he's so nervous.
There's no way. There's no way. He can't be that dumb, right?
Thing.
What'd you say?
Yeah. I was just asking if whether or not Peyton had his face in those photos, or if they were just straight up, just
like the old school shot that Broadus is giving us right now in the fan text. Yeah. Well, thing waving on it.
Hey,
all right.
Waving.
All right, here we go. I had to bring it back, y'all. Butt Naked Wednesday, a hump day. Shout out to everybody working hard out there on a hump day. Oh! All the teachers, all the nurses, police officers, firefighters, garbage men. Hey!
I'm taking care of business, woman, can't you see?
All the cashiers, retail workers, hospitality.
And I gotta make it for me. Oh, sometimes it seems
truck drivers, UPS. FedEx, DHL. Everybody over there, Frito-Lay.
Yeah. I love the chips.
Tip your waiter. Tip your bartenders. I had a good job at Frito-Lay before I went to the military. Boy, I tell you what, they getting paid good over there at Frito-Lay. I promise to God. Everybody over there, DFW Airport and Love Field, shout out to y'all. Everybody working hard. I got a question for the Tolos because I want to reconnect with this audience. I want this to be a communal segment. You know what I mean? Did I use that word right?
You nailed it.
Oh, you did.
Sounds like a bathroom.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds like a disease.
Yeah.
All right, question for the Tolos. Without naming your job, give me a quick description of what you do for a living. I asked this to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook, and I got answers like, I try not to get shocked all day. Fellas, what do you think that is?
Ooh, electrician.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. I'm going to give you these descriptions, and you tell me what you think it might be, okay?
Zing!
All right.
All right. Another Tolo said, I avoid getting cut off and brake checked at high speeds.
That's a truck driver.
There we go. This guy right here is trying to be a little funny. I make poop go away.
Plumber?
I got that one.
Well, what was he called?
I think that's it.
Okay. He did. I thought he was like maybe a professional dog pooper scooper guy.
Ooh, they do have those, yeah.
They have those.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that too at Man's Best Friend.
Really?
Walked in there and goes, poop them scoops. Scoop them poops. And then my boss, she smoked a lot. She had like purple lipstick. She tried to hit on me in the closet. Oh, it was so scary. Oh,
wow.
Scary, bro.
After you got done picking up poop all day.
Oh, yeah. Come here. You're so cute.
What is that cologne you're wearing?
What school you go to? You said South Grand Prairie. Oh. I know you're in your 30s, lady. You look about 60. All right. This Tolo right here says, I have oral skills.
Oh, my
clean
God.
Teeth.
Hey!
Clean teeth. Yeah.
I'm so glad y'all are getting strange with that one. Y'all were right there on point. You could have got strange with it, but yeah, you were right there on point. Another Tolo
Harry
says,
Hines, maybe.
Okay, Broadus. Got another. What? What's up?
Oh, did I say something?
Almost, but go ahead.
I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, my bad. Okay. Another Tolo right here says, I bet on people's lives and valuables. If you die or need my help, I lose. If you live and never need my help, you win and lose at the same time.
Is it a bond?
Insurance salesman?
Yeah, insurance salesman. Like
insurance.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Good
he
talk.
Never really answered the questions, by the way.
Yeah.
How about this one? I laugh
this
at my...
This is a good game. I like this game.
It's the Tolos, man. We want to get to know the Tolos.
Yeah.
I laugh at my own jokes in a padded room.
Stand-up comedian?
In a padded room.
In a padded room.
Hey.
Solitary confirmed.
Hey.
Yeah, isn't that like a psychiatrist?
That's tough.
That is my old intern, Allie, right there. She's in radio.
Gosh, we're idiots.
Wow,
we should have nailed that.
That's a good, yeah, but she did a good job of trying to, yeah, she fooled me.
That was good.
Yeah, now, this one right here confuses the hell out of me. I help people who have many doors closed on them.
Loan officer?
I was thinking about that. I was thinking social worker as well, too.
Yeah, social worker would be great.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Still a mystery. Another Tolo says, I kill mosquitoes. Shout out to you. We need
you.
Yeah,
we need you.
Line.
Yeah.
You are important, bro.
Yeah.
And the people that go in your house and go get rodents and stuff out.
Oh, yeah. Bless them. Yeah. Bless them.
Oh, God.
We love you.
Oh, by the way, God. Lucius, did you see Gene Hackman's house when they went in there? Did you see that?
I saw some headlines about it. It was just infested
they had pictures.
With rodents.
It's awful.
Yeah, bro.
Awful.
Now you see how she probably got that little disease that they said she passed on, man.
Yeah.
And now you see why I clean up all the damn time.
I'm with you, Lucius.
I know you are, sir. Yeah. Another Tolo says, I prove daily that computers usually aren't the reason they don't work properly.
IT man?
We're tech. Yeah, we're tech.
Yeah, I'm always humbled by those guys. Well, did you click right there? And then as soon as you click it, everything happens and rainbows and waterfalls shoot out. And you're like, oh, crap.
Did you just turn it off and back on again?
Yeah, did you do that? Another Tolo says, I make sure nobody bothers Nico Harrison's car.
Mav security guy?
Parking attendant?
I take two pieces of metal and bond them together.
Welder.
That's a skill.
Yeah, that's a very good skill. Yeah. This one, paying skill.
This one troubles me because I don't know it. I make people enjoy spending money to take selfies.
Oh, man. Are we an influencer?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Can you repeat that, Lucius?
Yeah.
I make people enjoy spending money to take selfies. Are you like,
could it be like a tour guide?
A professional photographer? Maybe at one of those?
Yeah. Yeah.
Into those places? Smell right here. What else we got? I make tasty barbecue and serve cold beer. Shout out to you, sir.
Yeah.
You're a very important person in our lives.
Hitmaster.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'd like to think that was Steve Blunt of Local Craft Barbecue.
Steve.
Steve Blunt?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
That's a real name.
Stevie Steve.
That's weed. Hell yeah. I like that one.
Hey, go get Blunt. What?
Okay. No, not Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Another Tolo says, I control narratives, making sure narratives include all voices. Whatever it is, Trump is coming for you.
Yeah, you better be careful.
Trump is coming for you.
What do you mean by all?
I think that might be PR, maybe?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe PR.
Public relations. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
The Mavs could use one of those guys.
Oh, my God.
Or gal.
They did not think that out at all. Not at all, bro. Oh, and then he's standing on it all ornery-like.
Yeah, they screwed it.
Oh, no, I don't regret it at
all. Tim Cato's like he was so confused.
I don't regret it, but please don't record it and don't have cameras.
Yeah.
I hate that. We'll see. I make the grass grow.
Kimelon.
Let's go.
There you go.
It's a good pull.
I do cattle drives in Fort Worth.
Oh, the cattle that go through the streets. He's a ranch hand.
Yes.
Would that be a hand?
Yes.
So. Cattle hand?
Yes, yes, okay. Yes. All of those. Every all those jobs you just named, all of those.
All of them.
All right, man. I was going to introduce you to my fitness guy, but I don't have the time.
Oh, we're good.
You got a fitness guy, Lucius.
I got it. Well, a fitness guy that I follow on the Instagram. I just like how he talks to me. He's really rude. He gets right to my core. I'll give you a little quick things of it. Here he is talking about hormonal imbalances.
Listen, fam, the reason why you're struggling to decrease your big, thick-ass stomach is because your hormones is out of balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right.
He's right.
He's right.
Love how he talks to me,
big,
bro.
Big, thick-ass stomach.
Yeah, he motivates me. Listen to this.
If you got a back like a bullfrog and you want to unbig that, you already know. Number one on my list is eating under your total daily energy expenditure.
Yeah.
But I also want you to get good at these exercises. Pull-ups. If you can't do pull-ups with your body weight yet, then you need to do them assisted until you drop enough weight and get rid of your big-ass stomach.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey.
He's got me,
this
bro.
This guy's awesome.
We're not wasting any time.
Bullfrog back.
Yeah, man. He motivates me. I'm just scrolling down the timeline, and then I hear him say something like,
if your goal is to build some big-ass aesthetic shoulders that bust out of your shirt this summer, then I want you to get really good at these three exercises. If the goal is to build muscle, you want to train them within the hypertrophy phase of training.
Huh?
That's 8 to 12 reps, resting 60 to 90 seconds,
okay,
and doing about 3 to 5 sets. Do that shit and watch the fucking game.
Yeah.
Do that and watch the game.
Yeah.
This guy is good, Lucius.
That's my man right there. Devin Fit Official on Instagram. Devin Fit Official.
Woo. He just got the follow.
On awesome. Instagram.
That is awesome.
All right. I'll be here tomorrow. Lord willing and the creek don't rise. That is my time. My name is Lucius Alexander. They call me L.A. sometimes. LaPow.
LaPow.
LaPow. I'll holler.
Zaddy Lucius.
Peace.
There it is, Lucius Alexander, LA Live, every day at 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Let's go around the bases coming up next. The Rangers reshuffle baseball follies, and who are the top front offices in the league? That's next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.